products. At first, it seemed impossible that Apple would take any notice of the Cherokee because their products already had 50 languages on them. The big surprise came in September 2006, when the Apple iOS 4.1 operating system was released with Cherokee on the official list of languages. Since then, the Cherokee people have been able to use their language on all Mac computers, iPhones, the iPod Touch, and the iPad. These devices were popular with the younger members of the tribe from the start, but now the older members are taking an interest too, especially those who use cell phones. So it looks as if the Cherokee language won't die out just yet after all. And if the language stays alive, the culture will stay alive too, something that the leaders of the tribe will be very happy about.
File 7C, Listening.
And here's some good news for one of the world's endangered languages. There are about 6,000 languages in the world today, and experts say that nearly half of them are dying out. That means that around 3,000 languages will disappear in the next century or so. One language in danger of dying out is the Cherokee language, spoken by the Cherokee people of North America. Or at least it was in danger until the leaders of the tribe decided to do something about it. They got worried when they realized that only 8,000 of the 290,000 Cherokee people in the world today actually spoke the language, and they came up with a plan. They got in touch with the electronics company Apple and asked them to include Cherokee on the official list of languages used on their